What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talk Sports.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new.
Good morning, Austin, Texas, and welcome to B&E. I'm Bucky Godbolt. E. Hogan is getting his face fixed today. No, he's having some surgery, y'all, but he will be back with you on Monday. But joining me is the one and only Zay Collier. And Zay, thank you, of course, for joining me this morning.
What up, Buck?
I know you miss Monty, but Monty's wife is having some dental surgery this
Dang,
morning.
You're putting everybody business out this morning.
I'm putting y'all all out there.
You're putting everybody business out this morning.
Ty Henderson is with us, of course, doing all the operational work here. And then there, of course, there is you out there, the folks that listen to this madness each and every morning. And I'm thinking of taking calls today, Ty.
That's what I'm talking about.
Don't we do that every time he's away? We say we're taking calls. Do we ever take a call? I think we took one.
We took one last time.
One last time? Well, then again, we'll take two this time.
Take them. Keep the lines hot. Old school radio, baby.
We're not doing that.
Old school radio. Give your opinion on overrated Rick Barnes. Texas tonight. Get Xavier. Let's go.
No. We'll give you the specs text line 512-337-3776. That's as close as y'all going to get. But we may take one depending on how Ty feels this morning. It's not going to be up to me, but Zay, it's good to have you here. It's always fun to do a show with you. And generally, you and I get these Thursday or Friday deals together. You know, he doesn't have you on because he doesn't want to be bothered with you when I'm gone. Because, you know, there's time when I just got to take some load management days.
Okay.
You know, I need.
Yeah, I feel you, Ben Simmons.
I do my load management or I'm at the doctor or something like that. And also, good morning to the soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas, and all those that fight for us each and every day. Thank you so very much for what you do. It is appreciated, and thank you very, very much. And like you said, there's a lot going on. Basketball, of course, last night, I was up late, so I am kind of punchy.
Wow.
I am sincerely punchy this morning. I stayed up for a long, long time.
So you're a little grumpy. That's why you were telling everybody business
stuff. I am tired. That's late for me. You know, I go to bed at 9 o'clock. I don't mess around. 8:30, 9 o'clock, I'm in bed. So for y'all to think that I'm watching the second half of these basketball games, there ain't a chance. I catch him in the morning. I don't stay up that late.
It was late last night.
Oh, my goodness.
Been getting up for this, which thank you for having me here. Ty, what's good? I like the T.O. Throwback Cowboy jersey. That's fire. But, yeah, it was a little late last night and getting up this morning, which I'm used to. I mean, being the producer for you guys.
You're used to that. That's still in your mind.
It's still in me.
Yeah.
It's still in me. It was nothing. When I heard that alarm, it was like deja vu.
Get
nothing.
Right up and get going.
No hesitation.
There's no choice. There's no other option.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
exactly.
I appreciate it. But basketball last night, K-State and Marquise Noel, that was quite a display of basketball by that young dude yesterday. That was a good basketball game. Out of the games last night, and all the games were good. Each and every one of those games were good. The UConn game was good for a while.
Yeah, it was aight.
You know, Gonzaga game, Drew Timmy getting off last night. I mean, that was good stuff. That really was. But the game of the night, I thought, was the K-State game, the overtime game. And Marquise Noel was 19 assists.
It's ridiculous.
20 points and 19 assists.
NCAA record, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When you got Magic Johnson shouting you out on Twitter and Zeke Isaiah Thomas shouting you out, and he said he was looking at him during the game, I'm like, bruh, this is the Sweet 16. You got time to look at Zeke in the stands?
Oh, he was killing it. He was at home. He's back home.
Yeah, that's back home. That's right up the street from Harlem. Right up the street in Manhattan, Madison Square Garden. So, yeah, that's – and he played like he was at home. He played like it was one of those just – park games outside, random. They have those hosted tournaments
at
them random parks and stuff. And that's how guys hoop, him and Tomlin, both of those guys from New York. And I know Michigan State, they got guys from New York also, and Walker. But, yeah.
Walker played a great game, too, last night,
good.
I thought.
He was good. I thought Hogarth should have got the ball at the end where Noel stripped him to win the game. But still, it's tough. You know, you're down by three, or you're down by three. You need a three. Everybody knows.
And say goodbye to the Big Ten. Y'all done.
Yeah. It's crazy.
They're pretty good during the regular season, though.
They are. They are. I mean, that's how it always looks. That's how they always look good during the regular season. Then teams like Purdue and usually Wisconsin, they're not in the tournament this year, but
right.
usually Wisconsin always makes a weird run, and they're that team, and Michigan State's
usually
Michigan. The one that makes that team, and yeah, Michigan over the years, but yeah, Purdue let a lot of teams down losing in the first round this year,
now,
a lot of people down, especially Big Ten fans.
After watching that last night, your thoughts about K-State and where they can they continue to go? This is almost like them catching their second win, it seems like, you know, towards the end of the Big 12 season, they had gone through a lot. You know, they were picked to be last in the Big 12, Zay, and they really came back. I mean, they came in strong early in the Big 12 season. Then they hit that lull where they just were okay. You knew they were going to make the tournament, but how far could they go? I thought they'd be eliminated by now. And I thought last night the Michigan State team was going to eliminate them, but it looks like they caught their second win.
Yeah, they've been really impressive. I think in the Big 12, when you're scouted so much and these coaches prepare for you so well, the last game they lost, they played TCU, and that was their third time playing them. So now they're playing teams their first time, and they're hard to scout for if you haven't played them. You know, Marquise Noel, he's just
so difficult.
You're
not covering anybody like
that.
Yeah,
you know, he shoots from so deep, so you want to play up on him a little bit, but he's so quick, and he gets up under you, so he gets around you, and he's such a great passer. The passes that he was making last night, no-look passes, one-hand passes, he was almost at
bounce
the half
passes.
Court, like bounce passes.
Behind the back passes.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous, but when in the Big 12, after you've played them once, like Texas, they got hit with it. They were the same way when we came down to the mood and he dropped that 36-9 on us. And they're the only team to beat Texas at home this year. So that should show you how well Texas has been all year long, how good Kansas State is. And for Marquise Noel, it's like when he drives, you shouldn't help. Because he's so small, you should just trust whoever's guarding them.
They're
most
slap
likely
it away. Yeah.
Yeah, which they did that. Hogarth had a couple of blocks last night on him.
Hogarth, good player.
Yeah, my man, number three, he had a couple of blocks on him at the end, and they started to figure out, you know what, we can't leave these other guys, because when he drives, he's looking to pass. And guys like Johnson and Carter and Tomlin, they do so well at cutting at the perfect time or spotting up at the perfect time. And again, in the Big 12, when you play them the second time around, you know, okay, when he drives, he ain't trying to score. And if he does, we'll live.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Go ahead and give him that, too.
Yeah, just give him that,
because he's trying to body you. He's trying to get to the free throw line by throwing his body and throwing his legs into you. He does a lot of that stuff now, too. He throws his body into you. His legs kick out. You know,
and he's small, so it looks dramatic.
Oh, when he hits the ground, he damn near tore that ankle apart last night.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully that ankle is right in this next game.
Yeah, I hope so too.
When's their next game going to be? Sunday?
Yeah, no, Saturday.
Saturday?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
he
threw his body out there last night now, and that ankle, he came up, when he went out of the game, I'm like, that's it.
You could tell on defense. You could tell on defense.
He wasn't playing that kind of crazy D.
Yeah, when he wasn't dictating where, you know, his body was going, he definitely felt like he was lagging around, struggling a little bit to get across the court.
Everybody that's been in sports, that adrenaline that game, that could get you through. But that next morning when that thing swells up,
the next day, like game day, that's probably when it's going to be hurting the most.
They're going to have to give him that Marcus Sasser treatment. I don't know what the hell they got going on down at U of H. Somebody needs drug test somebody. Because what he did that first game, I thought he was done. And then he came back, game two. Yeah, he drops, 19? Now U of H is scary again. So if Texas gets past Xavier tonight, I mean, Miami, they could win, gets U of H. Anything could happen. We know that during this time of the season. But still, U of H, they look like that team that could – hoist that national championship up next week, playing the way they did with Marcus Sasser back.
Well, for everything that's going on this weekend with NASCAR, golf, basketball, baseball that's going on. And Ty, the baseball games this week, they play – Texas starts out the league play tonight.
7:30 tonight.
Okay.
And then 2:30 on Saturday and 2:30 on Sunday.
There we go. So we got that part down. And obviously, you know, I was laid up on the couch watching, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow, her trial out yesterday.
Did you light your candle? What?
Wait, hold up.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hold up.
Oh, yeah, I was watching
What's
that.
Going on? Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, and I think it was 2018, maybe a run into some dude on a – some guy looking for $7 million.
5 years ago?
Oh, yeah. The trial's just started now. So I was watching that. I've been on watching court TV, watching golf, laid up on the couch, of course. No, there ain't no gardening being done at my house for the last couple of days. Ain't nothing going to be done today either.
So what happened with Gwyneth? She ran into somebody when?
Well, they haven't come to the conclusion of who hit who. But this dude says that she ran into him on the ski slopes while she was looking up at her kids, waving or something. The kids were yelling at her. She had her head looking somewhere and ran into him and gave him got a concussion, gave him some serious brain, got a serious brain injury, broke four ribs.
But why is he coming around 5 years after?
Oh, I guess maybe the trial is just, I mean, they started out, but the trial is just hitting now, I mean, through COVID and all that stuff. So it's, but it's live.
Bucky's one of 12 people in America watching this.
Yeah.
How's she doing?
She's doing all right.
She's doing all right?
Yeah, she'll be taking a stand.
Well, she countersued, right?
She countersued for a dollar.
Oh, okay.
He's looking for $7 million. She's looking for a dollar just to say that she's right.
Yeah, $7 million. If you give me CTE, I want a lot of money too.
Yeah.
Gwyneth, you ain't making no movies no more. I know you're selling a lot of candles, like Todd said.
Let me just say, this dude getting brain damage. I mean, she weighs about $105. You know what I mean?
No, she don't.
She's tall and thin. She ain't not.
Nah, she got kids.
Way more than
she got.
Not
at
way
least
more, but
$135.
No,
at least.
No,
at least $135 at this point of her career. Yeah.
She's at court every day. She's there. Dude just showed up yesterday. Dude's daughters had to get on.
Like you're rooting for her in this.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm not just trying to find out who hit who. That's the only part. The money is up to them. I mean, this guy was starting to lose it a little bit before this head injury. Things are going wrong. He's an older dude, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's got some stuff that is starting to, you know what I mean, starting to happen.
Oh, okay.
But he's looking for that big payday right now.
I ain't mad at it.
Get this $7 million.
Yeah, get your paper, man. Gwyneth Paltrow, she in the wrong no matter what. She should at least help with medical bills, something.
Oh, she's going to give up something. Whether it's his fault or her fault, something's going to happen. It's not, that dude is not going to pay a dollar. He's going to get something. He's going to settle for something before it's all said and done.
See, now it's all coming back to me. Now this is why I've been seeing on social media. This makes sense now. This is why people have been comparing Gwyneth Paltrow to Jeffrey Dahmer, because she got them glasses on like Dahmer. See, is she wearing those glasses?
Dude,
they told her to take those off.
She wasn't
right
out cutting throats. All she was doing is skiing.
I'm just saying.
Just hanging out with her kids, trying to have a day.
I'm just saying, look at the signals.
She is kind of a weirdo.
Yeah. You got that candle?
At my house?
Yeah. And the man cave. Is it up there? Do you light it?
No, I don't have that candle.
Might have to order that one for you.
No.
Yeah, me and Ty might have to get that for
Christmas
you.
Present.
Then I'll totally be on her side probably for sure then. Last night, Gonzaga, that's the late night one. Good Lord. Drew Timmy did his thing last night.
Yeah.
Why can't anybody stop that guy?
He's gotten better. You know,
his feet or what?
Like, it's all of it.
He's got all the Kevin McHale moves there is.
But now he's dribbling. Now you can't double him because he's not just scoring on the block. Like in the late part of the game, he started scoring on the block more. Mick Cronin, you got to double him there. And he already had
he
like 30 something. Yeah, he was, but you still got to double. You still just got to live because he's killing you.
What's the kid, Strawdier?
Strother?
Oh, Strother, yeah.
Strother, yeah, he had a really good game. That was a big-time shot he hit.
16 points, 10 rebounds, yeah.
Ty mentioned earlier before the show that was the Villanova play where they won the national championship. Yeah, it was. A little dribble handoff,
yep.
But from way deeper. Way, it ain't even work.
There's that no dude's way from they, Vegas. No that way was they, perfect for him.
It ain't even work.
There's no way they drew that up that way.
Either. Oh, yeah. Man.
Hey, listen, we're going to give you an almost half-court shot here. I mean, I realize he ran into it, so he could get it there, obviously, but that was ballsy, in my opinion. I thought they were going straight Timmy for sure on that play.
Yeah, it was very
ballsy.
Let
the hometown kid get it done.
Yo, back to Timmy. Like, now he's catching the ball like at the top of the key, Ty, and when he hit that three, he hit a three really early. And UCLA, they were already without one of their big African brothers. They've been without Clark for a little bit,
yep.
The Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year. So injuries are starting to come back and haunt these teams that have made it this far. We saw it with Tennessee last night with Zakai Ziegler. That came back to haunt them late. And then I thought we saw it last night with Clark and I think Bona is his name, the big African brother for UCLA that would have slowed Drew Timmy down a little bit, but mm-hmm. probably not much. But when he's catching the ball at the top of the key, you can't.
And he can dribble.
Yeah, and he can dribble. You can't double nobody there. And then those Gonzaga guys start making shots on the outside. And that drought that UCLA went on, about 10 minutes without a field goal.
But what a comeback.
It was.
They scored, what, 10 points in under a minute?
Yeah, they did. They went on that.
I thought they were done.
I don't know, man. It seemed like they got fatigued. Like, Jaquez, they were just going to him. Like, they don't
he's
run
a dog,
much stuff.
Though.
He is. He's been playing
done,
a lot of basketball. He should be. Like, I could see him coming back, yep. Like everybody and their mama comes back nowadays.
I could see him going to the NBA and kind of being like an Austin Reeves.
Really?
Nobody really expects him to be an NBA player, but he could definitely just, you know, he does all the little things right, and if he can get a little bit of a three-point shot, I could see him being a 10th guy off the bench.
Watching Austin Reeves, Hillbilly Mamba at Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
You always had like a little feeling. You're like, yo, this white boy is doing some stuff out here
that I don't know
if it'll translate to the league. I don't know if he's athletic enough. But you saw, like, flash. Like, he was first team all Big 12 his
yep.
last year. And, again, it was the Big 12, like, best conference in the nation. He's going up against, like, Jared Butler and Davion Mitchell giving those guys buckets. And when you see that, you're like, this guy – I don't know if he'll make a lot of money in the league, but he going to make a lot of money somewhere.
That, absolutely.
I don't know where. It might be in Europe, China.
I mean, he's been carrying the Lakers with LeBron out.
He has.
Because I'm fully on the team that Anthony Davis is soft and will never be able to.
Well, he's just going to always be hurt.
Man.
But, I mean, Austin Reeves, he had like 35 the other night.
Yeah, he's going to be.
Yeah, he got some toughness about him. He's from Arkansas, but at 6'6", his handle, he might not dunk on you, but he's way more athletic than you think. Yeah, I think Jaime Jaquez could do something like that.
Are we done now with the coach from Arkansas? Are we done for
that? Yes, thank you.
Are we done with that? Because UConn put a beat. You're talking about a physical beat down on a group. It wasn't even that close.
I wanted Hurley to take his shirt off and stand.
Yeah, that 88-65.
No, he has class.
That 88-65 wasn't that close.
Yeah. Dan Hurley has class. He knows his pops, Bob Hurley Sr.
Oh,
he wouldn't put up with that at
all. He wouldn't
do
that.
Being the legend that he is in New Jersey. But, yeah, UConn, man, they got everything you want in a national championship team. They got good guards.
I didn't know they shot
shoot.
The threes as well as I saw them shoot last night. I didn't think that. I thought they were just pounded inside kind of group.
Yeah, they got a big man and Sanogo that could put in work.
Yep.
It's going to be difficult to really stop. And it's going to be interesting, him versus, who they got? They got FAU. It's going to be interesting, FAU trying to stop him because he's been a load this last three games. And now you got Jordan Hawkins, which people are comparing
to
Ray
Allen.
Are
they playing FAU or is FAU playing K-State?
FAU's playing K-State.
I'm sorry. So
you're going to love that game. You know you're going to love that
one. It's UConn and Gonzaga.
It's UConn-Gonzaga. Thank you. I meant Drew Timmy. That makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes
more
sense.
That's the battle right there.
Yeah, that is a battle. So Drew Timmy going to bring him out a little bit, make him dance.
And your thoughts on Rick Barnes? Zay, before we take this break, happen again? Just going to keep happening?
I mean, hey.
They exceeded my expectations. I had them losing to UL Lafayette.
Yeah, without their guard, yes.
I mean, I'm not surprised. You know, I give them a little bit benefit of the doubt. You don't have Zakai Ziegler, so yeah, I had them losing first round, which that would have been bad. So in a way, he overachieved, but.
They took care of Duke. That's, I mean.
Yeah.
They got Duke out of there.
Yeah, but. Yo, Rick Barnes, he's been a higher seed a lot and lost to double-digit seeds and ninth seeds like FAU. He lost to Michigan, 11 seeds, lost to 12-seed Oregon State, Loyola, Chicago. So we've seen it a lot of times. Like, without T.J. Ford, what would Rick Barnes be? You know? That's what I'm saying. Like, I appreciate what he did here. He's a great guy, but his team's, like – you look at Tom Izzo's teams, they peak at the right time. They'll be you know, not so good in the regular season. Like, man, Michigan State, they look awful. And then somehow they'll finesse their way into the tournament while Rick Barnes and them, you'll see them during the regular season. You'll be like, God, this team could win a national championship.
He's the king of being top five going into conference
close
play.
Close but no cigar game.
Yeah, and you know he don't like conference play.
No.
Like, you know that feeds off on his team. Like, bruh, you can't have that feeling about the conference tournament. I get it. I get it, your team being worn down and you worried about that going in the tournament.
You need to win those games.
You should never say that, because to me, that shows softness. You should be saying, you know what?
Gotta
win. Once March hits, it's time. Because there's something.
We're not here to take a break. We're here to win the game.
Exactly, but there's something about like your psyche when you cut down those nets. I thought it was huge for Texas to win the Big 12 tournament this year.
I did too.
They cut down the nets in Kansas City. They saw, oh man, we just won the conference tournament in the best league in the nation. We could beat anybody.
That's
without
absolutely.
Timmy Allen, we could beat anybody. And that's huge this time of the year. While Rick Barnes, you know, he's. We don't want to be here. I wish my guys could get rest. So your team feels that. Your team feels that.
Plus, they're missing a main cog, though. That's a big miss right there.
They really missed them at the end of the game last night. I mean, FAU, they did some really good things, just spacing the floor. I thought Davis really played well. And, yeah, just thought that Tennessee would be able to use their physicality, and they didn't. Like they did for a little bit. Old Serbian dude who's dirty as hell. He had that dirty cheap shot in the second half, but he was having his way early in the first, and then that stopped. They started double teaming them and getting their hands in there. Vescovi started missing threes, and yeah, they went on the run. So Rick Barnes going home early once again.
Talented team. That FAU team has got a lot of talent. They got a lot of straight up ballers that play some pretty good defense. And we're going to take a quick break and come back. We're definitely got to talk about the Longhorns in this game tonight, late tonight. But that's all right. Tomorrow,
yeah,
Saturday.
Yeah, you going to take a nap?
No, I don't need one. I guess tomorrow's Saturday morning, man.
Right.
I'll still get up at 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, but that's the way it goes. 40% chance of rain today, but by noontime, the sun shall shine. And tomorrow, we're going to see a lot of sunshine, but there will be some raindrops in between. Sunday, got about a 50% chance of rain, but we're going to be in the 80s for the next couple of days. So if you two dudes have got something to do outside, it's time to get it done, which I know you're not. You're going to be laid up on the couch all weekend long. I know I will, because I've got to see some more golf. You know me.
How's it been?
It's been great. It has been absolutely great. The favorites are starting to come through. Scheffler, Shoffley. Of course, Rory's doing well. Jordan Spieth hit a little road bump. He got to work at it for the next couple of days to get back into the thick of things. But the rest of the world's best are really starting to show off. And, boy, that golf course looks good. And they make it look good on TV, too.
Oh, they always do.
They make that thing look fantastic. And thank you to Tom McKay and that 85-inch screen. This is my time now.
Yeah.
Getting close to the Masters, which I've never been to, which I'm not excited about. My son has been there like three times. I've never been to the Masters.
I should have went.
The time you had an opportunity, huh?
Yeah.
But you got banned, right?
No.
Banned?
The girl I was with had tickets, but she said, I didn't know you were a golf fan. I was in Georgia on the Sunday of the Masters.
Oh,
how about that?
I didn't know you were a golf fan. You're a sports fan. She knew you were a sports fan, though.
I know. Yeah. I was upset, to say the least.
That's cold. Yeah.
We got to get
she took some dude, polo club player. She took him instead. Sorry about that, Ty.
We'll come back and talk some Longhorn basketball, some Longhorn baseball, of course. We're live, local, and digital on the Horn app and at hornfm.com. This is B&E.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Good morning and welcome back to B&E. Friday morning, E. Hogan. Got some eye surgery he wants to get done. Of course, he's getting that done today. Zay Collier joining me this morning. Ty Henderson here, of course. And you. And, you know, you can always give us a phone call, and Ty will absolutely take your call. You may not get on, but Ty will take your call this morning, because we always say that when he's not here. We say that we'll take a phone call or two. We did, as Ty mentioned last time, take a phone call from him. But
let's do it. It's old school radio. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, if I want
old school, I would
Monty
love to
would
do
be
it.
Up in here.
I would love to do it, but my partner, Chad Hastings, he's against it.
Oh, well, he can talk forever in a day, so he don't have time for all that stuff. I see the NFL and the commissioner has decided that for Lamar Jackson, teams are not to be talking to his buddies about negotiating contracts.
Now they're just trying to cost Lamar money. That's tampering. Something ain't right about that.
Yeah, something ain't right. You got to have an NFL PA.
What you mean? Why can't they talk to the buddies?
You can't talk to the guy. You can't talk to your next door neighbor. Can't be making
Uncle Leroy.
No,
let him talk to Uncle Leroy. Why not?
Ralph cannot negotiate a contract for you.
That's Aunt Mabel.
That's in the NFLPA. That's all of them. They don't have their buddies making deals. They have real live agents that broker deals for them when it comes to it. And I don't know why.
It's such a cult.
Whatever it is, but there's a rule that you can't have Uncle Charles doing that for you. That's not possible.
But
now I've got my NFLPA, you know, agent associate. Now it's not up to date, but he can call me and I can broker that deal for him. I'm going to say I'm off by 30 years.
You in the middle of somebody that's legit and unk. You in the middle there. And if Lamar saw you, he would have that family uncle feel, you know, kind of like how me and Ty have. He'll feel more comfortable with somebody like
you representing
him.
I need to be negotiating
this
that for
his,
him?
This is his, quote-unquote, business partner. His name is Ken Francis.
Yes.
His LinkedIn says he attended
LinkedIn.
Daytona State University in Florida.
Daytona State?
Yes.
Okay.
So he's educated.
State University, yeah.
And there's not much out there about him besides I haven't watched the video yet, but Lamar Jackson had previously tweeted, my business partner Ken and I will be dropping at the entire gym, which I guess is a gym that they opened together.
Yeah, they have some business deals together. So, they do some
giving back for the
workout
community.
Equipment. They do some workout equipment, some portable stuff that you can, I don't know, carry in your travel bag or something when you're on a flight somewhere.
Like Russell Wilson.
And you don't want to use the hotel stuff. You don't want to catch COVID at the hotel or something. So stay in your room and you work out.
Yeah, like you catching COVID or sitting on a remote or catching something. You still don't know what happened.
I got the flu. I got pneumonia. I got the flu from
a remote going
from a
up
remote.
Here.
And that's why when I travel now, I travel with a remote condom with me. I put the remote in a plastic bag.
Yo, how do you know it's the remote, though? How do you know it's not the door handle?
No.
The sheets.
The sink, the sheets.
No.
There's so many things.
This is in Indianapolis when I got that. We were there for the combine. So that place was clean except for they forgot some person doing the serving around there and changing the sheets didn't wash off the remote. And my bare butt hit that remote.
No.
And I'm telling
like,
you,
how
my
do
bare
you
butt.
Know?
And I felt sick from the moment my butt touched that remote on the bed. I was not the same for the entire trip. I came back and I had the flu. And I haven't had the flu since then because I'll never have the flu.
Right.
Never, ever. I may have COVID. I may get pneumonia. I may get all kinds of stuff, but I'll never have the flu. The regular flu, gone. Doesn't exist anymore.
So was it, did it touch like cheek or did it go
confused.
No, it was not inserted.
What was happening?
Because you say condom
down.
And I'm
no,
like.
No, well, I just, it hit a cheek. It hit a cheek. I didn't have any clothes on. I was going to take a shower, so I was ready to go. I sat on a bed, and the thing touched me on the cheek. And from that moment on, I was sick. And I was sick.
Man.
And I'm telling you, my man Howard Griffith told me, listen, don't ever travel. When you travel, you put that plastic bag in there. You bring that remote condom with you, put it over the remote, and do all your pushing there. Don't touch it. They can never get it really clean. It's like jeans you buy at Goodwill. You can never put them on your ass, because no matter what you try to do, Goodwill jeans – you can't put them on your.
What are you assuming people like put remotes up their butt or something?
No,
like
jeans. Jeans at Goodwill. I tried to tell you that, Ty. You can buy all kinds of stuff. You can buy a shirt from there, but you can't get ass out of jeans.
I know what
I'm saying? You can't get it out no
I'm
matter how you try to wash it.
On that.
Somebody,
that
you do.
Mean?
You can't. You can't. No
you
matter
can't
how you,
get
you can take it to the cleaners.
Out of jeans.
You can't. You know how some guys can wear them jeans 25 straight times.
Who told you that in 1968?
No. That's just
who told you that?
Never buy a pair of jeans from there. Buy shirts. You can buy jackets. I don't care what you buy. What else you can buy?
Yo, thrift storing, that's
no.
big time.
Not with jeans.
Especially with the youths.
No. No, not with jeans.
With
no,
jeans too, right, Todd?
I have gotten jeans there, but since the...
Since I told him that.
Don't let Bucky corrupt your mind.
I don't know. I've thought about it more and more, and yeah, he's right, probably. Just the way I use my jeans.
See? That's what I'm saying.
What?
I mean.
You sleep in them, you do everything.
Imagine all those farts. Like, come on.
That's what the box of briefs are for.
No, man, no. No. Well, you definitely ain't buying underwear from there.
Oh, no. Yeah,
they don't sell underwear.
You don't see women buying teddies from Goodwill. You know what I mean? That ain't happening. They don't do that. Texas Xavier. Tonight, Late night, Ty, once again, is it 8:45?
So it could be as late as 9. You know, these tip-offs have been weird.
Yeah, that game last night was that ended at, what, 10:30, 10:45 it felt like?
I couldn't fall asleep. These games have been so good, I haven't been able to fall asleep after. I've just been thinking, sitting in bed.
Well, last night was
awesome
fantastic. I think tonight we still get the same. And, Zay, for the Horns, this is a game where they had to control the boards. They still got to play at that elite level of defense, and they can't turn the ball over against Xavier.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know,
turnovers will kill you here.
Yeah, we've come to find out the Big East is really good. And even though Shaka Smart winning the Big East tournament and winning the Big East regular season and losing in the second round, you still got three teams left in UConn, Creighton, and now Xavier, who the Horns got tonight. And Xavier, they beat that really good UConn team that you saw beating the brakes off Eric, no shirt, muscle men and the Razorbacks. So I'm nervous tonight. You know, I mean, Sean Miller, he's a good job. He's sleazy as hell, but he does a good job up there. They got NBA level guys and Kobe Jones.
Got a couple
Jones.
Of them, yes.
Yeah, Kobe Jones. He could be like a Dylan Brooks type guy on the next level. He's 6'6". He could shoot, does a little bit of everything, rebounds well. So I think that's going to be a matchup for Timmy Allen, but they have so many different guys.
Timmy Allen's going to really have to move his feet against Kobe Jones because he can go.
You're right. You're right. And they like to push it. They're one of the best offensive teams in the nation, top five, but they're not the best defensive team, and that's due to the pace that they run or that they have offensively. And Sule Boom, he's their main guard. Dark skinned brother, he's nice, man. UTEP transfer. Coach Terry knows him very well, coaching them over at UTEP. So hopefully that gives Texas an advantage, and Coach Terry could let.
And how do they flow tonight? How do you think Texas flows tonight? Is this a 3-point shooting night? Try to get out there and get some scores and get going early for them, I like the game they played last week, but Rice is not going to play. This is almost a home court advantage. You were just there 2 weeks ago,
Yeah, they're not going to shoot.
You like this for the Horns?
Yeah, they're not going to shoot 1-for-13 from the 3-point line again like they
did. Something was up
with
that rim in Des Moines.
Man, it was tight.
That rim was tight.
Nobody was shooting well in that rim.
Yeah, you're right. And 7% from 3-point line, that's nuts. The fact that they won that game is still crazy. But
I like that advantage of being there, just being there and winning a championship in that gym. So
right.
To go back to there, I think that's a home court advantage that I think the Horns will take. They'll feel good. Guys shooting threes will feel good about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So they got to knock down those shots. I think this is going to be a Tyrese Hunter game for me. He has to be huge because now everybody's looking at Dylan Dessou, and I'm sure Sean Miller and that coaching staff at Xavier.
Oh, they're keyed in on him.
They're keyed in on him. They're going to try to stop that floater. They're not going to let Marcus Carr and Dessou get into that two-man game. They're going to try to bring help over, especially when Timmy Allen's in. When Timmy Allen's in, you know he's not going to shoot that three. So you could bring his man over a little bit.
Yep.
And kind of like what we saw of Kansas State last night when action's happening in a two-man game with Dessou and Carr, Timmy Allen has to be ready to cut at the right times. You got to be real strategic about when and what time you cut. And Serge Ibari Rice, those guys, they've done a good job.
They have some nice backdoor plays.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially in that Kansas game for the Big 12 championship. That's where you saw them doing a really good job cutting off Dylan Dessou and cutting off Christian Bishop. So, of course, the bigs got to be good. I think, you know,
second chance with the boards is the thing they've been really good at right now because the Horns, everybody goes to the rim.
Right.
Jabari Rice goes to the rim. I mean, Brock Cunningham, everybody goes to the boards. When shots are up, they're not taking off for fast breaks, even though they run a nice fast break, the Horns. But what they do is they make sure and secure the rebound. They don't give up too many second-chance shots to teams because everybody goes to the boards. The guards go. Marcus Carr goes to the boards. And everybody that gets in that game understands this ain't about a fast break. This ain't about getting out and going. It's about getting the rebound first.
Right.
And I think the staff has done a good job of making sure that there's no tip-ins or none of that stuff. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean because the last three games that the Horns lost from Texas Tech to TCU and Baylor, they got killed on the boards.
Yeah.
Absolutely killed. And the guards, like you said, Buck, they've done a really good job helping those bigs out on the defensive board, especially Tyrese Hunter. He had 7 rebounds last game. So if you get him crashing the boards and
I think the Horns surprise people when they get out, when they do get out and run. Because I've got to believe, if I'm seeing it, the other coaches see it, that, hey, guys, this group is going to crash the board. So if you shoot, you got to go boarding yourself. You can't be, you know, they're not going to run out. They're not going to run out and try to fast break and get points that way. They're going to secure the boards. That's important because Texas doesn't have that many big guys.
You're right.
So they got to have the scrappers. And, I mean, when Bishop comes in the game, that's what I like about the big men here. This is not, if the ball's on the ground, everybody's on the ground. Dylan Dessous gets on the floor. They all do. We know Brock Cunningham gets on the floor, but the guards will get on the floor. They're not afraid to throw their bodies around. And this is late in the season for guys to be doing that. This is almost like this is where you want to look good time. I don't want to be throwing my shoulder out, diving on for loose. But this group has done it all year.
Yeah, yeah. Because you never know. Play. You never know that one loose ball can win you the game.
That's right. The games are so close right now.
So close. All these games are tight except for UConn, Arkansas last night. But most of these games are tight. And I expect another one tonight. I mean.
It surprised me when you say Terry's Hunter because I just, my expectations of him is if he gives me 10 points, if he ever gives me 10 points or more, to me that's a bonus. That's a bonus in the game. As long as he can take care of the ball, facilitate the ball as a guard and take some of the pressure off of Marcus Carr so he doesn't get tired during the course of the game because he likes to dribble anyway, but so he doesn't have to bring the ball up dribble, then dribble some more during the clock, and that he can get and that he can move around and because he's got to play D too and he's got to be a rebounder also. So anytime Hunter to me gets over double digits, that is a bonus.
Yeah.
If he gets four and threes and all that, that becomes a problem, like you said. But if he does have a game where he gets 12 points, 14 points, Zay, I think they win.
Yeah, you got to slow down Sule Boom, first-team All Big East, their point guard. You got to slow him down. And if I was Coach Terry and his coaching staff, I would put Tyrese Hunter on him. You know, Adam Kunkel, he could really shoot it. He had five threes in that game against Pitt all in the first half. So you got to be able to close out on these guys, and that's what makes Jack Nungy so scary down low because you can't help. You can't help very much on Xavier. They got shooters, and Jerome Hunter, who got inserted into the starting lineup because they lost one of their big men due to a foot injury, he's been really good. Like, he won them the game against
Kennesaw
State.
The exception of the Big 12, I'm going to say the Big East is probably the second most physical conference this year, this particular year. Better than the Big 10, better than the ACC when it comes to physicality and playing that kind of ball. But Big East has been playing that kind of ball for a while. Every once in a while, they'll come up with some special guard at UConn or somebody at Syracuse that's outstanding.
Yeah, like Kimba.
Yeah, but they don't have like four guys on a team or two guys on a team or the whole league doesn't play that way. It's a physical league.
Yeah.
So they don't mind going in there and battling with you. They want to try to out-rebound you too, but one thing.
Well, you should know, Bug, Big East, you know, you recruit in that area. There's some dogs up in that, you know, Boston area, New York.
Been to Madison Square Garden plenty of time for the Big East tournament back in the day with Pearl Washington and the crew and everybody else and the likes of St. John's when St. John's was good, which with Rick Pitino, they're about to be good again.
They are.
He's about to get a bunch of guys not leaving New York, not leaving New York City.
Yeah, those Marquise Noels and stuff that. Rick Pitino's going to get those guys.
NIL will be. City of New York will be NILing those dudes to death. Plus, they pretend they play school at St. John's. They don't play school at St. John's. Play basketball. Don't even try that. You know? Like
what
playing school at Syracuse. Oh, yeah, we go there to play school.
No, they definitely don't play school up there.
Come on now. So I think this is a physical matchup. This one, if any game would wear down the horns, this would be the game right here.
Yeah.
This time of the year. And I know what's at stake here, you know, getting to the Elite Eight, but this is a hard one.
It is.
It's a real, real hard one. Everybody has to play. This is the night where everybody has to play at their best. And like you said, Tyrese Hunter has to be really good. He can't have that 4-point game where he's not effective dishing out the ball or at least cutting somebody a break, giving him a blow.
Yeah, he has to be huge on both sides.
On defense, you're right.
He has to be huge on both sides. Brock Cunningham, he has to come in and give you some really good minutes.
And he's got to give you some offensive minutes too, possibly, if guys aren't hitting their shot.
Yeah, if he could hit a couple of threes and do what he did against Kansas, have a little turnaround fadeaway, if he could do some of that, then – hey, the Horns, they're in good shape, but Xavier, they're so similar. They can play so many different styles. They can get out and run. They can shoot the three. They can throw it down low to their big man, and he can work out all things that Texas does well, too. So if Texas wins, like you said, Bug, it's going to be such a draining game for whoever wins, moving on to the Elite Eight.
And when
do they
turn around? Do they turn right around on Sunday and play again, don't they?
Sunday. And usually Sunday, it's an early game.
Mm.
Usually it's earlier. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I like U of H tonight, too, against Miami. But Miami's no slouch either.
Well, they got a special juice for Sasser.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know.
You've had groin injuries. Like, you just don't turn around like that. A couple of days.
Hammies and groins don't just, you know, not in a game of basketball.
No, too much lateral movement. Yes. Got to get down and bend. That's pretty amazing what he's doing.
Yeah, but then, and they have replacements for him. That group has, they have other guards that come. I mean, I know that it's hard to replace an All-American, first-team All-American, you know, top pick in the NBA, but they've got guys on that come off of that bench. I don't even know some of those guys' names, but they had other guards that come in and just ball. And then they've got the 6'6 kids that just play great defense.
Yeah.
I know Kelvin Sampson played that great a defense, but my goodness.
Yeah, he's always
they can get after you on the D.
He's always had some pretty good teams. Those Oklahoma teams that he had were taken to the Final Four and stuff, they were tough. He just, he's a little sleazy, and now he's at U of H, and they play an easier schedule, which I don't like. Next year they'll be in the Big 12, so they'll have to deal with what we have
to deal with.
But still, they're a really tough squad. Jamal Shedd's been really good. They got Walker, who's going to be a lottery pick. They got some guys, and if they could get those other guys going, like you said, plus Sasser being healthy the way he is, then they're going to be hard to stop. I mean,
yeah, and if the TV contract comes through where you can get Gonzaga in the Big 12 along with St. John's when Texas and Oklahoma leave, what a basketball conference that is now.
Oh, you think St. John's leaving the Big East, huh?
Money, 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 money.
Hey, I get it.
That would be the best conference in basketball. It's already the best conference as it is. But to have St. John's with Rick Pitino, because as much as you don't like Rick Pitino, that dude can coach.
Yeah, he can coach.
He can coach, and he definitely knows how to recruit.
There's a lot of Italian restaurants in New York, though. We know that. He likes them restaurants.
He is a New Yorker.
Yeah.
So I think things will be a little bit different with him in the Big East at St. John's. He'll be back to Conoseca again, back to the good old days. Now we're all we're missing is John Thompson.
John Thompson.
Georgetown. And I'm still finding it hard to believe the Providence coach. Is the Providence coach going there because of it is Georgetown? I mean, they haven't had a guy that hasn't been a part of the John Thompson tree for a long, long time as the head coach. Besides his son, Patrick Ewing. I'm just thinking, is that just obviously it's a more prestigious job than Providence. But that guy's done some good things at Providence just to take off and say, okay, that's it. That's got to be a money thing. And it's got to be a TV deal or something that goes along with that.
Yeah, it's just Georgetown should be a blue blood, but we don't think of it that way. We don't put it on the same category as UCLA, Kentucky, Duke, Carolina. We just don't. And it should be, but it seemed like after Allen Iverson and John Thompson retired, everybody forgot about him.
Well, they just tried to put in their own. They tried to put in, their homegrown guys.
Yeah,
they've had
some decent years. I mean, that year with Otto Porter, I want to say they lost to Steph Curry and stuff, so they would get upset or they would underachieve. But, yeah, Ed Cooley, I mean, Providence, Georgetown. It's not much of a difference at this point, but if he's getting more money, he's been at Providence for a while now.
Yes.
I can't knock him.
All right, let's take a quick break, come back. Thank you, Zay. Zay's here with me today. It is B&E Friday morning.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Welcome back to B&E Friday morning. Zay Collier joining me today. Of course, Ty Henderson right there. And give me some of that Blue Chew from BlueChew.com. Hard ball. Yeah, that dude's eating all the chicken, taking the big chair, and taking all the gummies. What's up with that, Zay? I mean, I'm 68 years old. There's always a little help needed. You know what I'm saying?
Have you talked to him about it?
I guarantee that guy got a case of that stuff up in the refrigerator at the house. I've been asking him about that.
Is it supposed to be refrigerated? Is it supposed to be in the fridge?
I think you can freeze just about everything. Probably freeze them gummies.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
Then bring them back. Hard ball.
Yeah, man, he get you right.
What's up with him?
He get you right.
That's not right, is it?
That's what I'm saying. I'm going on my honeymoon in June, too. I'm trying to do a little something. What's up?
Hey, everybody need a little help.
Everybody
every once
need
in
a little help every now and then. We getting up there.
Nobody wants to work all that hard all the time. Come on now. Got a little booster. Nothing wrong with a little booster pump. But this guy's advertising that stuff. And I'm saying, I've called him up and said, Harge, where's the D's gummies? Where's D's gummies? And he says, hey, they're on the way. They haven't got here yet. I said, dude, I know you got a case of them somewhere. What are you trying to do? Trying to take them all for yourself?
Man.
Stud. Because you need to perform, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
At a high level.
Yeah, you know he's taking care of business, man.
At a high level.
High level, that's what it's all about.
Blue Chew. Name don't even sound right, but that's all right.
Probably tasty. Sounds good.
Probably tastes like candy.
Probably tastes like candy.
Why am I gummies every morning? I have collagen gummies that I take. I take three gummies when I get up in the morning.
Good for you.
Vitamin C gummies, then I take collagen, yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't like powder stuff. I don't like to put stuff in water or my coffee. No. Yeah. I just gummy it up, and they're great flavor.
I need to get back on vitamins. I was doing that for a while, then I fell off.
Get them going. Yeah. Get that vitamin C.
Fish oil and all that stuff.
I should do fish oil, but I just can't take it. I'm not a good swallower. I have a gag reflux, so I can't do pills all that, Mel. All right, we got to take a quick break.
Wow.
Ty is here. Zay is here. Y'all here. It's Friday morning. B&E.